because even for some shows, we'd play for free just because we wanted to be on the bill. So we opened for a lot of bands that we really wanted to be with, a lot of English bands and stuff. We opened for John Cale. We opened for all kinds of people. So that was a lot of fun. I mean, I liked the scene there. It was very, very exciting and sparkly. It was an exciting time of my life going out and having a good time. So it was all cool. Vince put that together, I guess. I don't know how it happened, but he put it together and he had a different band. And he, you know, he said, I want you to play all ages night. Because, you know, we really weren't a punk band in the sense that the other ones were. And so I thought it was a smart idea because, you know, kids who didn't ordinarily get to hear music like that. And it worked out real well for us. Not having the usual, you know, drinking crowd stuff that you would have at an Iggy show. So it was really, I mean, we got a really good reception. I remember one song was the best time we ever did, the best feelings I ever had on stage for that. And it was exciting to be on the show with Iggy. I mean, he made his comeback and he was happening and stuff, and it was really exciting. But somehow, oddly enough, I didn't see the show. I didn't see his show. I don't know why or where, what I did instead, but I did not see his show. But we did also play another time with Iggy. I think it was with Retro. It might have been with L7. But we played with Iggy, and I want to say it was at Center Stage or some weird place like that. We were allowed to go to the dressing room, you know, which you weren't always allowed being the opening act. And so I'm sitting in the dressing room, and there's all these guys, and there's a roadie at the door, you know, standing there kind of guarding the door. And all of a sudden, there's this big bang on the door. And the roadie opens it up to see what's going on. And Iggy had just, like, slammed his fist against the door. And so the roadie pulls him in, and it was very funny. He takes him. He said, no, Iggy, I know that you worked up. You put a lot of energy into your show and stuff, and your, you know, your emotions are real high. But I'd hate to see you get hurt, you know, just banging your hand into the door like that. You could really break it. And I got a lot of respect for you. I really like you, and I really like your music. In fact, I'm sorry I threw that bottle at you at Goose Lake. And the whole place just broke out. Iggy started laughing, and the whole thing was really cool. It was fun to do the Iggy night. Now, I remember, the only other thing I remember about the Iggy night at Bookies was, there was a long black limousine, and supposedly Iggy was out there getting head while we were doing our show. But I can't substantiate that.